My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why don't we let the two of you actually, Niner jersey clad gentlemen, start off with some opening statements on what has brought us to this moment in 49er football.
What do you mean, like the opening season? The beginning of the year?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, like when
actual,
I became a fan?
Actual,
well,
no,
you know,
actual
it was 1981,
sports.
My how dad about, was a candlestick sitting in section 7.
How about
seven,
from and, the emotion of when, was it Mecole Hardman scored the touchdown to now okay. When we're in Fremont Bank? So, what's your journey been like?
We were
what are your thoughts? What are your feelings and emotions?
We were sitting in actually a table almost identical to this up in the corner of the end zone, way high up.
Allegiant Stadium.
Bonte grabbed me. I threw a notebook, and some people from Sacramento were like, oh, it's so sad that the Niners lost. Like, you've been in 7 markets. Bonte said, we're leaving right now. And we got up and we stopped out, and it was the saddest walk I've had since the 2011 NFC Championship game when the Niners lost at home. To the New York Giants. It was just, it was a horrific loss. Then we went to Popeyes, and Popeyes ran out of chicken. It was the worst night ever in Vegas. And you want to talk about the saddest place in the world, the Excalibur after a Super Bowl loss. Woo! I was sad. And so this offseason's been very tumultuous because we've been talking about everything other than football, right? Oh my gosh, contracts for Purdy, contracts for Christian, contracts for Debo. Will he get traded? Ayuk, Trent, finally. And then sadly, obviously, what happened with Ricky Pearsall. Yep. Finally, we're at least here, and thankfully, he's okay. Like, let's talk about football. This team is loaded.
Yeah.
They got 8 guys making $15 or more million this year. They might have the best roster in football. They've been knocking on the door. Let's do it now. Let's win a Super Bowl.
Well, Shansky left out the fact that we bought Chinese food, and they forgot to put utensils Chinese food in the Excalibur hotel room with my fingers.
Hey.
There's that.
Don't act like that's the first time you've had Chinese food. With your fingers.
Not the first time. No, it was a long road, right? I mean, I can't. Shasky said it perfectly. The Warriors don't make the playoffs.
Ugh.
The Giants are the Giants, which is a 500 baseball team. So it's been tough to avoid the Niners and trying to get over that Super Bowl and trying to get over the contract negotiations, to hold in, the holdouts, everything that went to it. And finally, we're here. September the 9th, Monday Night Football against the New York Jets. Big Trent is back with this big old dog. Brandon Ayuk is signed. Ricky Pearsall is going to be fine. He's in a weight room already. Finally, we get to talk about a game. Talk about a game for once. So the drama's over, and now we get to lock in on the New York Jets.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I said the same thing yesterday, that like going back to the play-in game against the Sacramento Kings, this game Monday night is like the first real sit-down Bay Area sports event since then. So it's been a long haul, but Steiny and Goo, hello.
What's going on?
Good to see you.
Hey.
That's it? How do you? Come on.
How do you?
I'll walk.
Look at it.
I'll walk.
My man.
They're a reflection of you, Steiny.
Yeah.
They're a reflection of you. But no, I wonder how you guys see that offseason that we've just had and how it affects what's about to happen next.
Well, everybody knows my beautiful partner, and he is the real Russell Crowe, a beautiful mind.
And he makes me think a lot of times. But the bottom line is I can look at this Niner team since 19 and give kudos and credit all day long to Lynch and Shanahan and what they've built. But I'll never, being from Union City, California, apologize for the way that I personally watch sports. And when I see greats at their job, on the field, off the field, coaching, like I have with the Niners, I hold them to their own standard. And that's why I look at the great Kyle Shanahan. I feel like an opportunity got out of their hands last year in Vegas, 2019. So for my partner sometimes to make it seem like I'm coming across like Kyle's no good, I understand what they've built. But as we seen with Ricky Pearson, thank the Lord that he's okay and he's still with us. The bottom line is tomorrow is not promised. The Niners have lost 3 straight Super Bowls. 2 of them they should have won, the last 2. So damn it, get it done. I'm going Larry Cable Guy. Get her done.
Yeah! Matt?
What do you want me to say?
Whatever you want to say.
I mean, nobody is granted Super Bowls. Nobody. And as John Lynch has talked about, you've got to earn it at the beginning of the year. We don't know what this team is like right now, the 49ers. They should be good, but we can't assume the Super Bowl. We've got to enjoy the ride, people. The ride. That's what we've got to enjoy.
Matt, can I ask you a question?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you know, you've been doing this a long time. The Warriors have skewed things the last couple of years. Yeah. Dan, I'd love to hear your opinion on this. Giants moved west. Warriors moved west. The Niners were born and raised here. It's football. It's the NFL. It's this brand. It's what it meant before the internet era. When the Niners are humming, they're unlike anything else in Northern California. Would you meet me there?
Joe, I moved here in 1990 from Philadelphia. Well, outside Philadelphia. I never really made it to Philly. It was a little bit, it was a tough town.
Wow. That story could go on for a while. Grab a slider, get comfortable.
All my buddies are Eagles fans and hardcore. But when I got here in 90, there was a different level. It was. The fans in San Francisco in the 90s were every bit like a Philadelphia Eagle fan, and then some. And so there is no doubt the 49ers are king. There's just no doubt about it. So it's only about whether they can win the Super Bowl right now. That's the position they put themselves in, and they either have to deliver, and if they don't, we'll see what happens. But it is. They got to win a Super Bowl right now.
I mean, I think the question I hear
but
you
that's
guys.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah. The question either you're asking or the topic you're bringing up is sort of not just like we think about offseason drama as the last 6 weeks, but what you're really talking about is all of the history of the Kyle Shanahan era and how that affects this season. How would you answer that?
Well, I would say that it goes even further than that. It goes back 32 years. It goes to Harbaugh being close and then blowing his own spot up, and then Kelly and Tom Sula and Mike Nolan and all, Singletary, I want winners, and all the rest of the,
Dennis Erickson.
The Niners, thank you.
Don't break
the Niners
up.
Have been through a Super Bowl desert, and it's like an oasis. The Lombardi is like that body of water with the 2 palm trees that you read about, the oasis, and you feel like you're going to get there, and then poof, it disappears, and you have to start over. Guys, we talked earlier about, I mentioned 5 things you have to be a champion, and I believe they have all 5. You need talent. They've got maybe the best roster in football.
Okay.
You need coaching. Their coach is considered one of the 2 or 3 best. You may not love what he does in the big game, but he's widely regarded as great. You've got to have culture. Their culture looks pretty good. Might be a little fractured with all this hold out, hold in. We'll see. I think they can survive it. And you need health, and you need breaks. If they don't have health, if they lose certain players, you can forget about it. Last year they were healthy, they were talented, they were well coached, they got a couple breaks, and they were there in the end of it. So I see a team that avoiding devastating injuries and a couple of horrific breaks, the refs, the ball, whatever, they should be right there again.
I go back to what you guys were discussing about your specific experience being there and in the building. And obviously that's not true for most 49er fans. Most of them watched on a couch or a sports bar or whatever. But how will you guys bring that experience sort of into your fandom this year?
I mean, B and I talk about this all the time. Like, we grew up in the city, and the Niners' birthright was, oh, the season starts in the division round in the NFC Championship game. And then there's this whole second half where you're an adult, and they're snake-bitten, and they've been in a zillion NFC Championship games. They've lost three Super Bowls, and you're like, wait a minute, like, this is coming up on 40 years. We're 35 years. This is becoming kind of a thing. It's like, are we ever going to break through? I mean, the Giants went 54 years before winning a World Series. What are the Giants? Well, the Niners are at 31. This is going to be the 31st season? I mean, that's insane. It's kind of insane. And they've been wildly successful knocking on the door, knocking on the door. Yankee fans haven't won since 09. And they're ready to pull their hair out and fire everyone and trade everyone. Niner fans are the same way. Have you seen the stands? Did you see the preseason? Tennessee, Bonte said. Yeah. Did you see Tennessee in a preseason game? And it's all red and gold. Niner fans are everywhere. And the thirst for winning in this sport is faster than ever. And it's higher than it's ever been. I mean, I don't know if I could do another heartbreak.
Well, you asked.
I really do. Right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's real. But we would, though. We would.
Of
we did a heartbreak
in
2021 SoFi Stadium. Was as heartbreaking as it gets walking out of that stadium. There was hugs from every Niner fan. Tears were flowing. And it was like, boy, we got to get back up. Yeah. And then you go to Philadelphia. And that was tough. You lose your quarterback six plays into the game, and we're sitting there, Shaz going, I think we got a shot. I'm thinking, we have Josh Johnson playing quarterback. Yeah. He almost fumbled in the first quarter, let alone the second quarter, and then we know what happened in the third, where he gets knocked out the game, and you're basically running a Wildcat wing T offense the rest of the way. Got back up, went through last season, and we'll do it again after Las Vegas. And look, the Las Vegas experience, when Mahomes threw the interception and the Niners didn't score, in my mind, which I'm trying to, like, deflect this mindset so bad, but in my mind, when Mahomes threw that interception and the Niners didn't score, I thought to myself, boy, how are they going to lose this game? Winning that game never came into my mind. I was thinking, how are they going to lose this game?
How?
And I'm trying to debunk that mindset. And so, you know, we're going to go buckle up and get ready for the Jets, and hopefully they get the one seed. But that experience lives on forever. Hell,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I haven't got over the New York Giants when Roger Craig fumbled in 90. I haven't got over the Dallas Cowboys in back-to-back seasons.
Kyle
That's
Williams.
How I am. Kyle Williams when Green Bay came to Candlestick in 97 and Antonio Freeman was cooking Rod Woodson in the rain. I haven't gotten over that one, so the losses stay with you. But you appreciate the wins a lot much more when you do get those big victories. Hopefully they get that this season.
Joe said something, and the word you used is birthright, and I want to drill down on that because that's really the feeling I get. And the Warriors dynasty has been unbelievable, but it feels very Steph-centric. When he's gone, it's gone, and it might already be gone. We don't want to get into that now, Steiny, but for the Niners, it does feel like the bar is always up there. The birthright that you grew up with and I grew up with when I was a teenager, they just won. And if they didn't win, it was like a Roger Craig thing or something crazy, and that was the way it went. So that feeling, I think, is what surrounds the expectations for me.
Well, that's what's actually really been hitting me in the face lately, and part of that is just because we got guys like Mark Grandy and Evan Giddings and people we love at the station who are of a certain age where it's almost like they don't even know about the dynamic you're talking about because they've never seen it. Like, Joe, how old were you when the Niners last won the
Super
Bowl?
We were 12.
12 years old, and look at you.
Congratulations.
I went to Mission
You've got one in your lifetime.
Yeah. Look at
Congratulations.
You.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Now wait another 32 years.
No, well, I remember three, though. The Bengals Super Bowl at Joe Robbie Stadium.
Of course.
I remember the 55-10 like it was yesterday. As a kid, knowing the stats inside and out, John Elway and the Broncos actually had a 3-0 lead in that football game. And I remember when they beat the Chargers. Oh. And the real Super Bowl was against the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC Championship game.
That's a good point. This current thing against the Chiefs feels very Dallas Cowboy-like, where you can't get over the hump against this particular team and that particular player. And it's driving everyone nuts. And not only has Mahomes won two against you, where you've become his Cincinnati Bengals to his Joe Montana, right? He could go for a fourth and tie Joe Montana this year.
Ouch.
And he's beaten you twice.
Well, I think about this.
And you had him twice.
Well, and last year they weren't.
And you let him off the hook.
They weren't that good last year either.
Yeah. Well, last year
was a down year for Kansas City.
On offense.
Well,
on offense.
Third and 15 in Super Bowl 54 changed the course of NFL history. Third and 15, the Niners were up 10 with about 7 minutes of change left. And Troy Aikman on the broadcast, like, boy, Mahomes and them got to get something cooking right away. And Tyreek Hill gets a bomb. And it changed the history of the NFL. Kansas City loses. Does Andy Reid have one? Maybe we're talking about him like Marv Levy.
That's a good question.
We're talking about Patrick Mahomes, maybe like John Elway before he got to. Third and 15 in Super Bowl 54. The Niners quite haven't gotten over that.
You can say, make an argument, it's more successful, like in terms of roster, right now than the non-salary cap era where you can just load up at every position. They've got eight guys making $15 million or more and are the top two or three at their position, and no one argues it across the board. And they've reloaded. They got a kid who they drafted in the third round who's going to start for them right now. I think it's harder to churn the roster over, and think of how different this roster is right now than 2019. Think about how different it is. Yep. The secondary is completely new. The only guy on the defensive line who was there was Nick Bosa and Fred Warner at linebacker. On offense, it's Debo and who? Kittle? That's it. That's everyone else is new, and so they've turned it over. Kyle has been wildly successful, and they've been brilliant at adding to the roster.
They
just got to win one.
They don't win. He's on the hot seat, though.
No, he's not.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, he's not. No, but that's a good point, because I think that's what scares people when you hear people talking about the window closing. I just think it's that we can't imagine that these top players who are on the roster right now will be replaced. But that's their job. And they have, you're right, like that's a good thing that you just pointed out. They have already been doing that. And that's an absolutely omnipresent thing in the NFL. Jump in here, you two. Jump,
well, I thought it was a morning rose. I was like, that's the rock.
Damn,
well,
yeah, Willard.
You're a point guard.
Damn.
I'm open, coach. I'm talking about point guard. I'm just, that's all. I love what y'all was saying,
he
boy.
Knows nothing about
your
winning.
Boy fell asleep.
Stoddy's an Eagle fan.
Man.
We don't know about winning.
Stoddy, you okay?
Well, I'm dynamite. I'm dynamite.
Not playing.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
I forgot the question.
I didn't ask you one. No, but I think what we're getting at is how does the history, and mainly the recent history, affect what we're about to see this year?
All right. I'm from the Bay, born and raised, right? And this man gets mad when, and I know I have family, I got best friends, 49 and Frankie, shout out. And I know the pulse at the Bay. They had a saying. They were 5-0 in Super Bowls. Willard, Dibbs, Shasky, and Bonte. When they went, they won. And to me, that's not every year. I can step back and reflect and be like, you know what? That means something. When that helmet, the gold helmet goes with the FS on the side, when they go, they win. And all of a sudden, under Harbaugh, Heartbreak Hotel, as Shasky mentioned, at the 12-15-yard line. Okay? That happened. Then you had the Kyle Williams fumble, as Bonte talks about. Then you got the drama in 2019, and I'm just a grown-ass man that knows when I watch football and said team is up 10 points in the second half, that's a winnable game, but they didn't win it. Then we saw what happened last year, up 10 again, they didn't win it, and you can give me Mahomes, who I love and have an infinity for, but you can't erase and tell me what I watch where the Niners dominated the Chiefs, held them to 3 points last year in the Super Bowl at halftime, the great Mahomes, and then when it's over, just say, oh, it was Mahomes? No! I have to critique and judge and grade what went wrong and why there were breakdowns, because the Niners should have two more parades that I would have been at.
Oh,
and I'm just saying, in the last five years.
Goo, don't you think finding out that they didn't really understand the overtime rules was just like a twist of the knife for Niner fans?
Who is that on, though, Butch? As much as I love Kyle, I'm asking.
Before they even won the coin toss, they're like, they want the ball, they want the ball. Can you believe they want the ball?
That's a bad look.
My heart sank between my legs.
Mm. That's a bad look, guys.
Can I ask a question?
Why did you just say, oh, God, when Guru was...
What in the hell does the 1994 Super Bowl win have to do with now?
Nothing, Steiny!
Thank you! Who's my man?
Wait a minute.
It doesn't matter.
It matters to the psyche and the emotions of the fans.
Yeah, how do you mean
half
that?
Of the fans weren't even alive at that point.
But the ones that were.
Like,
talk to the
Boston,
ones that were alive.
The Boston Celtics were like, oh, man, we're still getting over that 87 loss to the Lakers. No. I mean, what are we doing?
No, but Boston Celtics fans and Lakers, every time one of them gets to the finals, they're sitting there with their little tote board.
Let me help you all out.
18 to 17. So, no, Steiny,
1994 is irrelevant.
No, it is to you. It is to you.
Of course.
Because you're not a fan.
Because you're not a fan.
But how does it impact what happens on the field?
Steiny, let me tell you.
Thank you.
It impacts the fans.
Well, I don't care about you all. Who are you?
Oh,
you guys mean nothing.
Cut that.
You mean nothing. None of you.
Cut that.
Pay the over on first troll. Yeah, 23 minutes.
Oh, there you go.
Listen,
as somebody who is raising 49er fans who've never seen something like this, it matters. It matters because they do want to know the history. They do know. They want to know where this jersey has been. They do know who Joe Montana and Steve Young and Jerry Rice are. Oh, they want to know what that's about. And they want to experience it for themselves. I don't ask you to understand it. You can't.
He won't.
Of course I can.
You can't. No, you can't.
If I'm an Eagles fan, the fact that they lost the Raiders in 85 when Rod Martin got three interceptions off Roger
McCann, that's irrelevant.
They've got one since then.
That's right.
That's their history. This is Niner history. And to a Niner fan, that's the only thing that matters.
Wow.
And it is a special history.
Okay, you're 5-3 in Super Bowls. That's probably better than 90% of the
three
teams.
Three-game losing streak, Steiner.
Oh, that's a shame.
Would you rather be 5-3?
Harbaugh has nothing to do with Kyle Shanahan.
How come a guy that sits there and looks at posters of Larry Bird dismisses history?
That is right.
How is that possible?
Larry Bird, he's irrelevant.
He's not irrelevant.
He's completely irrelevant.
No.
I don't hold any team to a standard of 30 years ago when you can't even compare sports.
I would argue that at all times where we've been shades and affects where we're going. I would even say that in the recent history.
I would say five Super Bowls has made this fan base completely and utterly unrealistic.
Oh, that's fine.
Man. Okay.
So what? That's our history.
Fair enough.
That's all that we know.
So you don't. You're not deemed
not really.
To win a Super Bowl.
No one's saying that.
No one's saying that.
Like, in the last 15 years, in terms of winning percentage, playoff wins, all that, the only two teams that are better than where the Niners are at are the Patriots and the Chiefs.
Huh? Okay.
And those are the teams that have Super Bowls.
They've won. My point is this. What do you guys deserve more than a Detroit Lions fan?
The Detroit Lions haven't knocked on the door literally seven times in 15 years.
Right.
Been on the NFC Championship seven times.
Okay.
We owe anything. It's just eventually, can they get through?
Yeah, we'll see.
Can they win one?
We'll see.
You're a product of your environment. That's the bottom line. Like, the Lions fan base, you look at them. They're up 24-7. The other team scores one time, and they're already freaking out because they know they're going to lose because we're a product of our environment. That's who they are. This is who we are. This is where we've been, and that matters. Even in
in a very, very sort of like vacuum sort of a way.
You're a Yankee fan.
So the Celtics this year were playing for all those teams in the 60s.
For a lot of fans, they were.
Oh.
For a lot of fans.
I don't think they're playing for that.
But what does it mean? Like, what does it mean? How is it relevant?
It's not relevant to X's and O's. It's relevant to the fans.
Right. Okay, that's
relevant to
people
the fans.
People that you
that's
just
all.
Roundly dismissed.
Yeah. They stink.
Yeah.
Yeah. They stink.
All right.
Come on, guys. You know I'm right. Stop expecting a Super Bowl and enjoy where we're at.
The troll counter is at 2. That is the great nice. Matt Stein. Matt Steiny and Goo, Bonte and Joe, Willard and Dibs. It's the Red and Gold Summit.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.